This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Surrender. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. Today's scripture is Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 14 through 18. King Zedekiah sent for Jeremiah the prophet and received him at the third entrance of the temple of the Lord. The king said to Jeremiah, "I will ask you a question. Hide nothing from me." Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, "If I tell you, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you counsel, you will not listen to me." Then King Zedekiah swore secretly to Jeremiah, "As the Lord lives, who made our souls, I will not put you to death or deliver you into the hands of these men who seek your life." Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, "Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you will surrender to the officials of the king of Babylon, then your life shall be spared, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and you and your house shall live. But if you do not surrender to the officials of the king of Babylon, then this city shall be given into the hands of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape from their hand."
Although I've never needed this advice, I read recently that one of the best ways to avoid a kidnapping is to fight back and make a lot of noise, in order to make it as difficult as possible to be taken. In short, don't surrender. However, God told the inhabitants of Jerusalem to do the opposite. The Babylonian army had besieged the city. Jeremiah said the last thing Zedekiah and his people expected to hear, "If you will surrender to the officials of the king of Babylon, then your life shall be spared and this city shall not be burned with fire." God insisted that the exile to Babylon was his plan. His people's only hope for salvation was surrender, because in surrendering to Babylon, they were surrendering to God. Surrender is the only right response to God's will, following the commands of the Bible in every situation, keeping in mind that we belong to God, trusting that his saving purposes are in effect even when life is hard. Quoting a proverb, James wrote, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God." Surrendering to God does not guarantee that everything will go smoothly, but it does grant the peace of knowing that our lives are unfolding according to his perfect will. The most secure life is a life of surrender to the God who saves.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.